Well, let's bring in some more color into this conversation with Eddie Gabor. He's Key Advisors Group and also the author of Common Sense Bull. Eddie, great to have you with us this afternoon. I want to kick things off with that pretty important print that we got on the Consumer Price Index this morning, showing that prices increased by 0.5% month over month. If you take a look at the core readings, which strips out those more volatile components, actually came in below the street's estimates. So, Eddie, what are you seeing on the inflation front? Do you think the story is leaning one way or the other towards teams transitory or team permanent?
I'm in the camp that is not transitory, and inflation is going to stay really sticky over the next 12 months. And that's why we really think we're going to start to see some deceleration in GDP growth for the coming quarters. And you can just look at a few factors that I think it's hard to imagine coming down. Number one is shelter, right? Shelter is one of the largest percentages weightings for CPI. And with housing prices going up the way that they have, they've priced a lot of people out of the market. And so now you're going to see a larger demand on the rent side. When you have rent moratoriums being lifted and higher increase in demand for rents, rents are going to go up. They could go up 7 to 10%. Who knows, over the next 12 months. That's very inflationary. Energy costs. I mean, I don't see the gas pump getting any cheaper anytime soon. You look at food. And then one big, big thing is the labor market. There's over 10 million job openings right now. And until this labor market tightens up, labor costs for employers are going to continue to stay high. And that's going to get passed on to the consumer. So when you look at those four different dynamics, even if you see things like lumber and other commodities come down, these four things impact consumers more than anything else. And if they're not going down, how can you have discretionary income at the same levels you had the first 6 months of this year? Couple that with no more stimulus checks coming into the market. I think it's going to be sticky, and I'm a little concerned for next year when we're looking at GDP.
So, Eddie, curious to know how much you look at the Fed right now, really, as a risk to equities, especially if they could potentially get everything wrong, as you're saying you're not seeing inflation as transitory, yet it is something that we have heard the Fed repeatedly say that they view some of those inflationary pressures as temporary.
And look, the Fed in their last meeting, when Mr. Powell was asked what did he mean by transitory, I felt like they took a little bit of a different stance, because they said that it just meant it wasn't going to go any higher, but it would kind of stabilize. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Inflation doesn't just go straight up, but it's going to stay at these high levels. And so ultimately, I think you're going to see the Fed start to taper this year. I don't think many people are expecting that, but at some point in time, they're going to have to start tightening and tapering, or you're going to have potentially hyperinflation. And I'm in the camp that they'll start tapering this year. I don't see any rate hikes this year. Maybe sometime next year I can see rate hikes, but they're going to be doing this while GDP is decelerating. And that's not a normal situation to start tightening. And that's why, again, for next year, I think it's going to be a very challenging market. The easy money's been made, and now it's going to get a lot harder.
All right, Eddie. So then on that point, what is the play going forward? So I hear your point about inflation, but what's been interesting is that everyone's thesis about inflation hasn't necessarily correlated to the right call on, for example, the 10-year yield, which has actually come down since the spring. So what do you see in the bond market in terms of whether or not you expect yields to go up, go down? What's the play there?
Well, in regards to our playbook that we've shared with clients, is we do think here in the near term, when we get a peak in the Delta variant, based on looking at the UK and other countries overseas like India, we will more than likely, in our opinion, see a snapback trade on the reflationary assets. So we do expect to see that as we go into the end of the third and fourth quarter. We would use that as a way to dial back the risk at that point in time, because we think we want to own strong balance sheet companies and start playing defense for next year. In regards to rates, one of the reasons why I think you've seen these rates kind of stay at these levels is there's a lot of international demand, because we have when you look at the global market, even though our 10-year is still staying low, it's higher than where you can get in many other places. And the quality of that debt is looked at better. So you've got that natural international demand that I think does keep rates on the 10-year side somewhat tame, as we've seen here.
I want to quickly ask you, especially if the Fed does start to taper, and I guess within the next 4 months, since there's not too much time left in 2021. And we've already heard some folks talk about volatility, how that is going to continue, at least in the short term. What are some of the best defensive plays that you're seeing right now? And do you think that some of those reopening trades that have been really beaten down and under pressure lately, if those present a good buying opportunity?
So I do think, as I was pointing to earlier, that we are going to see one last surge in the reopening trade. When you look at the energy stocks that have gotten beaten up, you look at some of these small cap stocks that have gotten beaten up, the travel stocks, hotels, casino, because of the concern of this Delta variant causing some shutdowns or just change in behavior. I do think, again, when we start to see cases coming down, hopefully sooner than later, that you'll see a resurgence in those stocks. But as we position for next year, we would look to take profits from that. And obviously, everyone's situation is different. And look, you have to look at things like utilities, gold, more consumer staples, some boring stuff. But the idea is to reduce volatility for next year, because, again, I think it's going to be very challenging in the first half of next year.
All right. Eddie Gabor of Key Advisors Group, also the author of Common Sense Bull. Thanks for stopping by Yahoo Finance this afternoon.